For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Plans to break a tie in a Virginia House of Delegates race with a random drawing have been put on hold. Young people are increasingly delaying their entry into the workforce, and Virginia's ranking in the 2018 State of Mental Health Report from Mental Health America. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, December 28th. Plans to break a tie in a Virginia House of Delegates race with a random drawing have been put on hold. Democrat Shelley Simons is challenging the recount results that gave her opponent, Republican David Yancey, one extra vote. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
The Newport News Circuit Court was closed Tuesday for the holidays. Sitting in the inbox when the court reopened Wednesday morning was paperwork from Shelley Simons' lawyers. They're asking a three-judge panel to reconsider its decision to count a ballot that was initially thrown out during last week's recount.
This really does break the recount process in Virginia if this precedent is allowed to stand.
Ezra Reese is one of Simons' attorneys. He argues the court didn't follow proper procedure and is hoping a slower process will yield a different result.
The recount court on Wednesday, as most recount courts do, was moving relatively quickly. We believe that putting everything on paper, which allows both time for the argument and time for the consideration of the argument, can often lead to a better resolution.
A clerk for the court says the judges could hold a hearing or just issue a written opinion. There is no timeline for when that will happen, but the Board of Elections says any concern about the recount should be resolved before they resort to a random drawing. There is a time crunch. The 2018 General Assembly session begins January 10th. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Young people are increasingly delaying their entry into the workforce, a trend that could have drastic consequences for what happens when they do finally get that first job. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope digs into the numbers.
In the last 15 years, the number of teenagers who have a job has fallen 24%. Among people aged 20 to 24, that number has dropped 11%. Catherine Crespin at the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service at UVA says it's a long-term trend dating back to the 1970s, driven in part by increasing school enrollment.
As the school enrollment rates have increased, labor force participation among teens and among youth ages 16 to 24 actually has declined.
And, she says, it's not just that more people are enrolling in colleges and universities, it's that they see a greater value in education.
It's not only the increase in school enrollment, it's probably also just a change in how much value is placed on education and the role that education plays in bettering a young person's life chances.
Another potential explanation for the decline may be competition. In the last 15 years, labor force participation among people over the age of 65 has increased 60%. I'm Michael Pope.
Mental Health America recently released its 2018 State of Mental Health Report. From partner station WCVE, Megan Pauley reports on how Virginia's mental health system fared compared to other states.
Last year, Virginia ranked 38th. This year, the state's ranking dropped to 40th overall and 42nd when it comes to access.
It's certainly abysmal, particularly for youth mental health.
That's Bruce Cruiser, Executive Director for Mental Health America of Virginia. The Commonwealth fared even worse in terms of its prevalence of untreated youth with depression, ranking 49th.
A lot of it has to do with insurance and access to care. Part of it is the lack of trained professionals working in Virginia, particularly for youth. Child psychiatrists, other mental health professionals, there's a real absence of that in many parts of the state.
According to a 2016 report, there are only 13 child and adolescent psychiatrists for every 100,000 children in Virginia. Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Thanks so much for listening and have a wonderful day.